USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court is near certain, as three undecided senators say they'll vote for confirmation. One of them, Maine Senator Susan Collins, who says there's not enough evidence to support sex assault charges against Kavanaugh.
Therefore, I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin posted to Twitter that he would vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Senator Jeff Flake told reporters that unless something big changes, he'll vote to confirm. A Chicago jury finds Officer Jason Van Dyke guilty of second-degree murder in the 2014 shooting of a 17-year-old. His attorney says Van Dyke and his family are relieved he's not facing the death sentence.
You know, it's an emotional moment with him and his family, and all I can say is that guy is the toughest man I have ever met in my life.
Sentencing is set for October 31st. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A 74-year-old former Vietnam veteran suspected of ambushing seven South Carolina police officers Wednesday is charged with murder. Fred Hopkins allegedly shot the seven as they were serving a search warrant in Florence. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott.
These officers did absolutely nothing wrong. Don't want anybody to think that their procedures were incorrect, that anything they did was improper. They did not. This was an ambush that just you can't prevent.
They had gone to the home to talk to Hopkins' son about a sexual assault allegation. A week-long manhunt ended peacefully Friday morning in Tennessee's Stewart County with the arrest of 53-year-old Kirby Wallace. He's suspected of killing two people and seriously injuring a third and had been on the run for a week. Sheriff Frankie Gray.
Very happy, relieved, a lot of emotions. I'm sad. I hope this brings some justice and helps start a little bit of closure for some of them.
Two officers got a drop on Wallace from deer stands after a bloodhound helped lead them to the suspect. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad for their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war and armed conflict. Nobel Committee Chairperson Berit Rice-Anderson described each respective winner's roles in that effort.
Denis Mukwege is the helper who has devoted his life to defending these victims. Nadia Murad is the witness who tells of the abuses perpetrated against herself and others.
Ms. Murad is an Iraqi Yazidi who was tortured and raped by Islamic State militants. Dr. Mukwege is a Congolese gynecologist who, along with his colleagues, has treated tens of thousands of victims. Bachelor season 15 contestant Christy Caserta died suddenly on Thursday. She was sitting in the classroom setting when she passed out and hit her head on the desk. According to Us Weekly and TMZ, she suffered an apparent seizure. No drugs were found on or near her, and an autopsy is being conducted. A milestone's been reached by an NFL star. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
In the Thursday night NFL game, the Indianapolis Colts and the New England Patriots squared off, and Pat's QB Tom Brady became only the third player in NFL history to throw down passes. Brady saying after the game,
you know, quarterback doesn't throw them to himself. He needs people to catch him and block.
Now he, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre are the only quarterbacks to reach that milestone. The Pats going on to beat the Colts in that game, by the way, 38-24.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.